Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Good morning, and welcome to another TREA podcast of Why Rural Matters. This morning, I'm with Bonnie Walker, our Director of Operations, and we are going to visit with Allison Ames of TIPS, and we're going to explain what TIPS is. But in order to just give a little background, I just want to say that I started as a TREA superintendent 2007, 2008. So I've been associated with TREA in one way or another since then, and TIPS has been there since then. I've always known about TIPS, always knew where it was and how it started, and I'm sure Allison will talk about its growth and that, but I just want to give a word of thanks to TIPS for being a diamond sponsor all these years for TREA. They are solid and have been with us for many, many years and a foundation block of TREA, and we appreciate what they've done. Allison, Bonnie, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
all. And I will turn it over to Bonnie, and I will let Bonnie grill Allison on these.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. What I think those of us that have been involved with TREA, we are well aware of TIPS. But I think what we like to do with this podcast is recognize these partners. It's really not just sponsors, it's partners. Y'all are members of TREA, and I'd like for you to just let everyone know what TIPS is, what you do for TREA districts, and just give them that general information, Allison.
Great. Sounds good. So TIPS was just kind of following up on what Bill said. We were founded in 2002, so we've been doing this for 23 years, and time has really flown.
Wow.
But we are a national purchasing cooperative that allows our districts, our members, to buy faster and stay compliant without having to run that RFP every time they need something. So our process helps both the member side, but also it helps our vendors, because responding to individual RFPs, as everyone knows, is very costly and time consuming. And great vendors can often get missed when entities go at it alone. So because of this approach, Bonnie and Bill, today we have over 5,000 vendors nationwide. We competitively award our contracts up front, and also we take that a step further and verify pricing for each purchase, which gives our members even added more confidence for their procurement choices, and they know they're defensible and audit ready. So those are some really key points there. But also the main point I feel, and I know our members can attest as to key differentiators, is that TIPS is not just a platform. We are a people-driven organization. We have an internal team and program managers across the state, across the nation, that supports our members and vendors every step of the way. So no matter how large or small the dollar amount is of a purchase, we are here to support the vendor, the member. We try to live up to that purchasing made personal tagline, and that is something we really pride ourselves on. Bonnie.
That's great. What, you know, maybe just in simple terms, how would a vendor, because that is something that makes y'all unique, is you have relationships with TREA, other partners and sponsors. And then because so many of them are, you know, they make sure and show that they're a TIPS designated provider.
Yes.
And then also most of our school districts. So how would a vendor become part of TIPS?
Okay, so we open, you know, contracts. And like in January, we have our big trades, labor and materials, part one and part two coming out, our technology, several others. So every, you know, year or every end of the contract, we will, open up bids, and our vendors can come into our system, register. They can go straight to our website, click on become a vendor, get registered, and it will automatically let them know when a matching bid is open for them, and they can, go through the process. We competitively award our contracts. They're ready to use right away once, a vendor is awarded. So the process is very, very painless, but it really is a huge help to both sides.
And then we all know that a lot of new superintendents and superintendents, that have retired, and we've got, new people coming in. For somebody that was coming in brand new that maybe wasn't aware of the importance and how much easier it can make their job for using tips, could you kind of explain how it makes it easier, and just for somebody that's just starting out and may not understand the advantages of using a purchasing partner like Tips.
Yes, and I'll kind of go into that as I kind of talk about
Okay.
how, a general how we help rural districts specifically, because I think that will fall right into it. But we know that rural districts oftentimes have leaner staffs. One person may be handling procurement, finances, operations all at once. So for a small district or a new superintendent, running a full RFP process can be so overwhelming and can not be realistic for that size. So that's where we can remove that burden by providing those competitively awarded compliant contracts that our rural districts can use right away. We do all of it from start to finish. We can also help bring local and regional vendors through our process so districts can work with who they want and stay compliant all while doing that. They can also get that same quality and service that larger districts get by going through a TIPS purchasing cooperative because they're going to have access to those same vendors. But we can also, if there's a local vendor, we can also, walk our program managers can walk them through the process for that member, so that the member can kind of step out and work with them when that time comes. Also, it can help a district. We have a rewards program for our Texas members.
Oh, okay.
So they can accrue rewards dollars based on every dollar spent through tips. So that is a huge help as well. I think a lot of our members, they look forward to that time of year. So that's a huge point as well. But
Well,
oh, go ahead.
Texas, I have a question. Texas is so vast, so big, and we've got our 20 service centers. Is there a specific way that the TIPS program, that TIPS is divided up across the state? Would certain rural school districts work with certain TIPS representatives? How does that work?
Yeah, so we go by the district, the way the ESCs are set up in Texas. So we have six program managers in Texas currently. And for instance, West Texas, we've got Kyle Gullett, Whitley Allen and Dallas, and Region 12. So we go by those same regions. So it's very easy to find. We have a map on our website. They can also call us anytime and we will connect them to their program manager. And in fact, it's a great idea if you're listening to for to make contact, let us have a set up a quick call, go through your member portal so that you can, find vendors, do RFQs, get quotes right on the spot from multiple vendors. There's so many tools that members can use on our, on their portal that they may not know about. And I'd love to personally walk them through everything and how we can help them, make it easy, make purchasing easy and trustworthy.
Yes, and Bill already said how much we appreciate the support that TIPS has given TREA, which in turn means all of the support and benefits and services to our rural district members. Is there anything else that you feel like is really crucial? If someone's listening to this and it's their first time to really have a deep dive into TIPS, or at least this surface level of getting the overall scope, is there something that you feel like is really crucial?
Yes, I think that a lot of newer superintendents or just the ones that are wearing all the multiple hats, it seems really daunting to, have another call or have another meeting. But I really would love to, have a meeting with anyone that is confused or is unsure of how to use their TIPS, membership. We can do a quick call and walk you through all of that. I really think that relationship, we can help you with, refer you to contracts when you're looking for certain vendors. We can help you get your local people on. There's just, we can really, we're going to help our members no matter the size of the purchase. So even if it's a small dollar amount, we're going to give you that same service that you would get if it was a multi-million dollar construction project. And another note, we have a dedicated construction team led by David Mabe. Wonderful group. We work with members start to finish. So those smaller districts that don't have that full staff, that is, we're going to work with you from the beginning to the very end, whether it be a roof, a new gym floor, whatever it may be, so that you can make those decisions and have that support that you might not have in a smaller district. I
So,
think.
Allison,
No, go
you
ahead,
mentioned,
Bill.
and I think Bonnie mentioned, new superintendents, maybe new business managers. So I'm new to a district and they use another purchasing cooperative. Can my district be a member of more than one purchasing cooperative and have access to more than one?
Of course, of course. And that happens, that's a pretty much, a daily, thing for members. I think members like to work with TIPS so much because we have so many vendors. They can just pretty much find anything they need. But we all support each other, and there's a lot of good cooperatives out there. But yeah, for TIPS members, I think just having the capability of finding anything that you need on our vendor list is one of those key differentiators.
Right, thank you.
Yes. Well, I feel like this is a good tips 101, and I'm not sure. I think that these, especially the newer superintendents, and we want for TREA to be a support system for them. But I think knowing that a group like TIPS exists where they can, it's almost like an extension staff member for them, that you're there for them. I'd love for you to mention, I think you said you have six. Would you mind mentioning the six names of the regional people that the superintendents could reach out to?
Yes, we have. I'll start West Texas. We've got West Texas, and into the Fort Worth, North Texas area, we have Kyle Gullett. We also have Whitley Allen, who is Dallas and Waco area. She's been with us a long time. I'm sure a lot of the TREA members will be familiar with Whitley. Lindsay Reith, who handles Houston and that area around Houston, and Rick Ogden, East Texas, Region 7 and 8. Javier Farias is South Texas and the Midland area. So, and then of course I manage the Texas team and kind of work everywhere that I'm needed. So we have quite the staff to support. And like I said, no question, no purchase is too small. We're gonna support you with whatever a member, needs in that moment.
Well, we so appreciate what TIPS has done for TREA and rural districts. And I'm gonna let Bill, if he has any other questions that he can think of, so that we don't leave anything out.
Sure. I want the two of you to talk a little bit about our midwinter event because we're working with TIPS and
Okay.
other sponsors for that. So one or both of y'all talk about let's hear about TIPS involvement in midwinter because that would be a great opportunity for folks to meet you guys if they haven't yet.
Yes, well, we look forward. Midwinter is one of my favorite conferences that we do, and we do a lot of conferences. It's just a great time to see everyone. Of course, we'll be there with our Shoeshine booth. We'll be in booth 136. So we hope everyone will stop by and say hello to us. Also, we'll be at the TREA conference, another great one. We love that one. It's one of our other favorites, so we're excited. Bonnie, if you want to talk a little bit about the event.
Yes, so we are doing something a little bit different this year. Instead of just a TREA member celebration dinner, we're partnering with several of our diamond and gold sponsors, Tips being one of those. And we will be at Casa Rio on the Monday night of midwinter doing a dinner there. And it's just always a fun time. It really is a big reunion, because a lot of our rural superintendents come in for midwinter, and it's a good chance for everybody to just see each other and meet. And it's going to be a fun night, all of us coming together. But I hope that people will take advantage of being able to, while they're all together in San Antonio at midwinter, to meet up and come by your booth and come to the dinner on Monday night. And really find out a little bit more about Tips, so that they can really see how much of a support Tips can be for their district.
We're looking forward to it. We're going to have a special giveaway too, so we're really excited about it. So
Oh,
it's going to kind of coincide with our shoeshine booth. So hope to y'all have
awesome.
to stop by too.
I like it.
We'll be there.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to it, and we appreciate this opportunity to talk to your members and our members, and just love what you guys do and admire you all so much. So thank you for everything.
Well, thank you. We both worked with a lot of different Tips folks over the years, and we appreciate it. But I want to give a special thanks to all of the executive directors since 2002 that have been supportive, executive directors of Region 8, excuse me, specifically, that have been supportive, and especially Dr. Fitz, who has been a longtime executive director and very supportive of Tips. And I want to appreciate all the folks at Region 8 who work with us and support Tips as well.
They are wonderful. Thank you.
Well, Allison, thank you very much for being here. This has been very enlightening for all of us, and we appreciate your time. Bonnie, thank you very much for co-hosting this, and we hope everyone has a Christmas holidays. This is early mid-December that we're recording this, but hope you have had or will have a happy Merry Christmas, and we hope to see everyone at Midwinter and all of the conferences that we have in the spring. So thank you all for
Yes.
being a part of this, and thank you for being a part of another podcast of Why Rural Matters.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.